Hebrews chapter 8. Now the things which we've spoken about, this is the summary. We have got such an high priest, that's Jesus, who sits down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, that's God, a servant of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest has to offer gifts and sacrifices, and so it's necessary that this man have somewhat also to offer. Now you see that Jesus is called this man. It's like Paul says to Timothy, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. So although Jesus is now exalted and is at the right hand of God and has got God's nature, yet he's still also called the man, just to show that because he was human, he knows what it's like to be human. And that's why he's such a great high priest for us. Because he can identify with us in all our human problems and temptations. But if he were on earth, he should not have been a priest, seeing that there are priests who offer gifts and sacrifices according to the law of Moses, who serve under the shadow of heavenly things. Just like Moses was told by God when he was about to make the tabernacle, "See," says God, "that you make all things according to the pattern that was showed to you in the mount, Mount Sinai." But now he, that's Jesus, has obtained a more excellent ministry, and by this he is the mediator of a better covenant established upon better promises. For if that first covenant, that's the law of Moses, had been faultless, then no place would have been found for a second covenant. But finding fault with it, he says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they didn't continue in my covenant, and therefore I will not look towards them, says the Lord." I love that God took Israel by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. It's like they were children. And that's how it is when we are baptized, because crossing the Red Sea is like being baptized. And so coming out of Egypt is like coming out of the world. And then we're baptized and we go on this journey towards God's kingdom through the desert. And yet God took them by the hand to lead them, even though they were so rebellious and kept on bringing the idols of Egypt with them through the Red Sea, yet God took them by the hand to lead them out. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." So then, there was nothing actually wrong with the law of Moses. It was holy, just, and good. But the spirit of that law was really Jesus, because Jesus kept that law perfectly, and look at the result in him. He was perfect. He never sinned. He was exactly the man whom God wanted. The problem is, with all the rest of us and all the people who lived under the law of Moses, nobody could keep it perfectly apart from Jesus. And so God says, "Well, I'll make a new covenant. I'll put the spirit of that law into your mind and heart." So part of the new covenant is to have God working on your heart by the Holy Spirit. And that's what he does if we accept the new covenant by being baptized into Jesus. And when you break bread, you take the cup of the New Testament. Now, testament is the same word as covenant. So that cup that we take represents, it celebrates our part in the New Testament, the new covenant. "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because everybody will know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins, their iniquities. I will not remember any more." So the fact he says a new covenant means he made the first one old, and that which decays and is becoming old is ready to vanish away. So we cannot be under the law of Moses. This is the old covenant. And it's been replaced by a new covenant. But in Romans, Paul makes a really clever point. He says that actually the new covenant was based on the promises that were made to Abraham, which were given before the time of Moses, because Abraham lived before Moses. So you can see then that God had in view this covenant right from the beginning. And the law was given to make people realize how they needed it, to make them realize what sin really is, and to make people cry out for another way. And that other way, that better deal, is in the new covenant. And when we're baptized, we accept it for ourselves.